Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us this week. And we have a jammed, packed, story-filled show today. What do you think about that, Ava?
Well, thank goodness.
I know.
That's what I came here for.
Wow. The sarcasm runs deep in this one. Oh, my goodness. Well, I've got a cool story that there's an angler to file a lawsuit in Pennsylvania that says it is illegal and should be illegal for a DNR officer to be able to come into your house without a warrant. So that story's coming up and more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Oh, Ava, good to see you.
It's good to see you. And guess who we saw?
We did. We saw the other cohort in our group.
The DK was in the house.
The good part is, people listening don't know the show was delayed because,
and thank goodness, because
gabbing and
jibber jabbering,
yeah, and wouldn't like stop. And next thing you know, it's 20 minutes later, and it's like, okay,
see ya.
And then, yeah,
it was
and then
to
leaves.
See him,
so,
yeah. Donald,
I tell you, we always say the show goes so fast when he's not here. Best part is, he's going to be listening to this now.
I know. Well, he said.
Yeah.
I'll be listening.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, story from this last week. I was in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, doing some fishing. The annual fall trip that I go out with a bunch of the guys. And we're looking
forward to... How much is a bunch? How many guys?
Nine guys.
Ooh, that is a bunch.
And we stayed at Woodland again, Woodland Resort, great place to go, whether you're ice fishing or open water fishing, just really nice. But nonetheless, having fished out there a lot with the National Walleye Tour and the FLW Tour both, I've done very well fishing there. Unfortunately, any time that that body of water, well, any body of water, but that one in particular, when the wind decides to blow in North Dakota, nothing stops it.
Is it kind of like Iowa?
It keeps on going. And it makes, well, I would tell you, it makes Iowa wind look like it's not playing
really
the game. So we got there on a Saturday and went fishing for about, I don't know, 2-3 hours. Got a bunch of fish. We're like, perfect. We're going to have a fish fry. So we had a fish fry. And the spots we were fishing were the ones we'd just popped into some spots we fished last time we were in June. And pulling live bait, we did some jigging. I was hoping the jig bite was going to go because that's a blast. But the one thing I will say that follows up with this is bait this time of year up there is, to say a challenge is something else, but you can't bring minnows into the state. And their biggest minnows are small crappie minnows, no matter where you go. Doesn't matter. And I like to use a jig and a minnow. And I love plastics too, but performance-wise, if you're wanting or having a marginal bite, you're looking at, you need to have a live bait scenario. So we tried the crawlers a little bit. We tried minnows, caught some fish, and never fished in this bridge area. So there's bridges that allow you to go to different areas of the lake.
Is that what bridges do?
That's what bridges do. Well, bridges give you over an obstacle, but this is not an obstacle. This is a waterway.
Okay.
So I'm providing definition in case the home viewing audience thinks I'm being stupid because of your comment that made no sense to me whatsoever. But thank you for commenting anyway. Your help is greatly appreciated. So moving on. Yeah, so
I thought you were talking about actual bridges. Okay, I am sorry.
They are bridges. They're bridges, but they're going over water, so they have a channel that runs under them. So it's a different scenario than when you have a bridge going over land.
All right, well,
or over
whatever.
A dip in the road or whatever.
Okay, you know. Moving on.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have to deal with this all the time, you guys. Anybody listening, I have to deal with this all the time.
The week before was really bad.
It's
and
crazy.
I apologize.
But... Yeah, yeah. No, you don't have to apologize. Just remember, I'll put those in my back pocket for future reference. Okay. So we're fishing in these areas. It's a beautiful day, flat, calm, and there's no current that's running under the bridges, which is an attractant for fish when you have the water moving. So you have East Devil's Lake, you have West Devil's Lake, and these connect right near what's there. It's called the casino area. So there's two different bridges that come through that you'll find east-west winds create current. There was no current. We caught some fish, had a good time. Next day we go out. I said, it's going to be a bit breezy. And wind picked up. We caught fish. But it was, again, live bait, bottom bouncers, that kind of thing. Monday rolls around. And we looking at the forecast, it was supposed to be 35 gusting to 50. We thought, oh boy.
Wow.
That's not going to be good. Well, as it turns out, it was 40 gusting to 60.
Oh my.
And I have never in my life fished in a 60 mile an hour wind in my life.
Were you scared?
No.
I'd be like, dude.
No. And it was out of the west. So... And the reason I'm telling this story, that's the most it's really an amazing thing. So we pull up to the bridges trying to find a place that's fishable. No joke, fishable. And what you'll find out there is the wind comes around a corner and the wind will bend. Even though it's coming one direction, it'll bend. So where you think it's okay to fish and there'll be no wind, there's wind coming into that spot. Needless to say, fishing close to shore, had the bow mount at a 9. Couldn't hardly hold the boat. The current blowing through the channel was over 6 miles an hour. Just from the wind moving from one lake through the bridge, that restricted area, to the other end. It was like raging. Next day, residual, the wave went back, or the current goes back the other direction and created a current the opposite way. But an experience for fall fishing, I will say yes. Ducks are going up there. Pheasants going. I mean, outdoor mecca, but definitely a place to go have some fun. We did. And yeah, we ate a bunch of fish, had fun, and it was a good time. So look at current and hope you can have some current for success. So be good and realize what bridges do for you. We're going to be right back. More Valley Outdoors right after this.